But you hadn't really a hit yet. And I think soon there is a song that comes along, remained on the charts for about 26 weeks in the spring of 1962.
The Tips of My Fingers. That happened through a third party as far as the record company is concerned. I had signed as an instrumentalist, and I had got quite a bit of airplay. So there was people in the business that were beginning to know Roy Clark. Again, they didn't know exactly what he did right off. So Joe Allison went to Ken Nelson, the A&R man at Capitol Records, and said, Roy wants to sing. Well, Joe really wanted me to, but he put it off on me that Roy wants to sing, because I was not in a position to make any demands. But he got permission from Ken for me to do a vocal session. Joe said, I've got this idea for a tune that's already been recorded by the guy that wrote it, Bill Anderson. But I have an idea for a different approach, which was he hired every available musician in California, every single one. We had a string section that looked like the Boston Pops, horn section, 12 singers, and all of this. Well, Joe had got the permission from Ken, but Ken didn't know what he was going to do. So the day would come for us to record. Hank Levine did the arrangement under Joe's direction. Joe said to Hank, have everybody tune, but I don't want any false starts. When you're ready, I want you to hit it from the first note to the last note. No stop and start. We'll do that later. We were standing in the middle of this big studio at the Capitol Tower in Hollywood. All these musicians started showing up. Ken Nelson starts looking around saying, I thought we were in Studio A today. Somebody said, you are. And Ken said, I've lost it. I've lost my job. There's no way I can pay all these musicians. But he figured they were there. Might as well go on with it. He's going to have to pay them anyway. They did the downbeat, and Ken is back in his control room. After they did the run-through, Ken come out and put his arm around my shoulder. He said, I was scared to death, but don't worry, it's a hit.
And it was. What a thrill for you. You had never sung in front of that many musicians as a background to you.
Oh, Lord.
This is a full orchestra. These are instruments that teacher said, those are the only instruments in the world.
That's it. And I didn't dare look at them. I knew how inadequate I was as a musician. It's got to be 30 people, and they're putting this sheet music up in front of them and saying, no problem, I can do that. And I'm over there still trying to learn the song.
Was it a one-take deal?
Oh, no. With all those musicians in there, they had to get mic
testing, I mean, and all that kind of thing.
But
your part, I mean, once you sang with them, did you sing it several times before they finally took the final one?
Oh, yes. We did everything as one, which back then, and still to this day, what they do, doing a recording session, you'll do however many takes that it takes. And then you'll go back and maybe a certain instrument has to be re-recorded for whatever reason, a mechanical reason or whatever.
The Tips of My Fingers, why did that come to your attention?
Joe Allison, he sold the first bill of goods to me by saying, this song has been recorded by the guy that wrote it, Bill Anderson, but I've got an idea, and what do you think? And he played Bill Anderson's record. I said, oh, it's a great song. I had heard it. Then, because I approved of it, then he went to Ken Nelson at Capitol Records and got his permission. Didn't tell him that he was going to also hire 30 musicians to go with it.
Yeah, but what a way to go. And then that's your first time you charted a song then.
Yes.
You were about 30 years old?
Right.